tasty treat will double your enjoyment of the show.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
Welcome to another short episode of Tea Time, a series where we discuss topics related to trick takers, shedders, climbers, and other card games. I am one of your hosts, Ryan.
And I'm the other host, Patrick.
Look at that. Switching up our intro now. We always have awkward outros. And yeah, we're going to try and create awkward intros now. So as I said, this is going to be a short Tea Time episode. We just wanted to mention the upcoming conventions that we're going to be at. By the time this episode airs, Patrick will be going to the UK GE or the UK Games Expo in like 4 days. What are the actual dates of it?
So the UK Games Expo, I believe, is between the 2nd and the 4th of June. I'm not sure if anybody is there on the Thursday or not, but I know that I will... Oh, no, it is the 2nd to the 4th of June. I'll be going at least for the Friday, because that is the Thursday of the UK Gaming Expo. Getting there early, right? The early bird goes and doesn't buy any games because he's doing a challenge. That's what they say, yeah?
Definitely. That'd be the best thing you can do at a convention, is get there early before anybody else can, to just look at the games that you know are going to sell.
That's the problem, Ryan. There is a buy and sell section, bring along and sell section, where you can sort of look at some secondhand games, and that's going to be interesting, to use one of your expressions, for me, because of my challenge that I'm doing. So I'm hoping I go, I don't get tempted, and then I walk away saying, that's great, I'm still engaged with the hobby, perhaps I've got a couple of meeples rattling around in my bag and a few more card sleeves. That's the ideal outcome for anyone these days.
Yeah, no, I mean, and conventions aren't just for buying games. There's obviously the exhibit hall where, depending on which convention you're going to, can be new hotness more than others. But are there other parts of the convention that you're looking forward to?
Yes, trying some of the games out. I'm always curious to meet designers. There's a playtest section where sometimes you can go along and try out some new games. That's cool. I like going along to try some of the games that I won't be buying, and then hope I don't get tempted again to then buy them. But it's a good way to engage with a hobby still. Obviously, even though there's a trick-taking renaissance, which we've talked about, trick-taking typically wasn't heavily covered at least a few years ago at the UK Games Expo. We've obviously had the pandemic, and times are changing, as we've discussed. So I'm hoping that I'll find, to my surprise, trick-taking being more present in the UK Gaming Expo, because that was always been a bit of a sticking point for me, to find dozens of new Euros and lots of new designs, but not many trick takers.
Yeah, that'll be exciting. I will be looking forward to hearing your report back on how it goes, and if there's a trick taking corner or something like that that shows more of the trick taking games off.
Yeah, for Northwood, for example, was one of the games that I wanted to be on the lookout for. I found another way to acquire it, of course, but that was a game that I was hoping might make an appearance at the UK Expo. And also the game My Favourite Things, they did a new version of it. I'd expect that might be at the UK Expo as well. I'm using the word might be because obviously I don't know officially. I'm also going to be meeting up with Daniel Newman, who is one of our listeners, hopefully, because he's getting a shout out. So there you go. And hopefully we're going to be playing some card games together. I know that I'm moving on some games at the expo as well, so it's going to help me clear out the collection. The Purge, Ryan, expos are great for that, because you don't need to then use the postal service.
Yeah, getting a public meetup can absolutely help because Daniel does live in the U.S., so I know being able to go to the expo and hand off some games, get rid of them, made it nice and easy for that. And I know math trades and all those happen a lot at conventions.
Yeah, the math trade convention, that's always a thing. I used to do a lot of maths trade before I introduced challenges to my life this year. But I can say, yeah, Daniel is coming all the way from the U.S. just to pick up a copy of Ameno Kirifuda. I'm joking, there are other games, but I know he is also publishing Dwas at some point, so it'd be interesting to perhaps talk about that as well and get some spoilers from him.
Yeah, Dwas is going to be renamed as Charms, and also Zimbabwe Trick is going to be renamed as Inflation. And also, funny with mentioning Ameno Kirifuda, the other game from Allplay that's designed by Daniel Newman, Mori, uses the similar trump system that Ameno Kirifuda uses. So I think he's getting Ameno Kirifuda for sort of curiosity as part of it.
I see. Okay.
Yeah, right. And seeing how the trump system works in that, yeah.
One of the things I did a few years ago at the UK Games Expo, Ryan, and I will be talking about this more perhaps in the future. Now's not the right time. But I designed a game a few years ago called Funky Fruit. Now, Funky Fruit has gone through many iterations and will no longer be Funky Fruit when it eventually gets out there.
You're talking a lot about something you're not going to be talking about. Just want to throw that out there. But please continue.
There we go. I've got a game I designed a few years ago. I'm not going to go into much detail about it, but it's Funky Fruit. It's about fruit.
I'm sorry. I'm giving you crap. Please continue. I'm excited to hear about this.
Yeah, this is it. This is me going into detail, but not going into detail. It's like somebody coming out the Star Wars movie when it originally came out and telling you what happens in the end and then saying, oh, but it's a great film. Go and enjoy it. Got to be careful with that.
It's fine. I'm giving you crap for it just because I feel like many times in the past I've said, I'm not going to talk about that much. And then I talk about it for like two, three minutes. Yeah, it's just try and trick myself to do it and I don't.
Yeah, it doesn't live up to the dizzy heights of a Star Wars movie, I'm afraid, either. But we literally rocked up to the UK Gaming Expo. The reason I'm talking about it is we had this great idea about how we would have a stand and promote the hell out of the game, and it was going to be super popular. And we realized we turned up with an empty table and a tablecloth, and everybody else around us had like professional stands and marketing pitches. And there was me saying to people, oh, anybody want to try some fruit? Anybody want to get one of their five a day? We have this thing called you should have five fruits a day in the UK, Ryan. So I was saying, get one of your five a day. It was really awkward. And let's just say that we had a pineapple with sunglasses on it. We drew a face on a watermelon to try and entice people in. And that kind of worked. Am I selling it to you now in terms of you were walking past, you look at this fruit card game and think, I must get this played, or maybe you'd have suspicions?
Knowing, because I've seen the art, I've seen the old art, and now I've seen, of course, the new art for it. Seeing what the old art was and walking past and seeing a pineapple with sunglasses and a watermelon with a face on it, I think I would look. Okay. I would take a little, you know, double glance, but I don't know if I'd stop over there. With the new art, though, absolutely would draw me in.
Right, I'm glad you said that because it was super awkward. Some people did play the game, but for example, Shut Up and Sit Down sort of walked past, looked at it, and I was at the time I was going to be like, oh, hi Quinns, how are you doing? But then I kind of was like, oh no, we need to stay professional. This is a seriously fruity card game, and we just sort of.
But you could have put on the box, like as your little promo thing, you could have said, Shut Up and Sit Down, looked at our game. That could have been like your. Yeah.
They walked past it. They looked at the fruit and quickly moved on. That was the press conference. That didn't go too well for us. Where am I going with this? I have admiration for anybody who designs games because I can relate from a very sort of tentative perspective, but also anybody who is exhibiting at the UK Games Expo and designers wanting to try their designs out. As somebody who's done that and really, you know, the effort that goes into it at some of these conventions, some games deserve a second look. Don't just dismiss them because somebody's got a stupid idea of putting sunglasses on a pineapple. That's what I'm getting to here, Ryan.
Wise words.
Exactly. So when you go to your convention, I know you'll be on the lookout for similar kind of stalls.
Yeah, so I will be going to the Origins Game Fair in Columbus, Ohio, which is from Wednesday, June 21st to Sunday, June 25th. So it's a little bit longer than most. And I will actually be in one of the booths. My wife, Michelle, has a business, Polia Design, which if you've seen our logo before, you've seen some of her work. She created our logo for us. So I'm going to be helping out with her, help run her booth while we're there. So I'm not going to be too available to be like walking around the exhibit hall and playtesting other games during the exhibit hall hours, since I will be at her booth. The nice thing is she's always amazing and lets me go on a quick, you know, 30-minute, 40-minute walk somewhere and check stuff out while she handles the booth on her own. And then I'll come back and, you know, she'll get lunch or go to the bathroom and I'll take over. We'll kind of swap. So that's helpful. But we have been to Origins twice now as exhibitors, and it's a great convention. I love it. It's the only one we've ever exhibited at, so I can't compare it to the other conventions we've been to because we've never exhibited there. But as far as exhibitors go, the Origins game people are really nice, really friendly, very communicative, and just fast and efficient with their communication. So we've had a great experience with that. I know we're looking forward to this next upcoming one. So if you are going to Origins, come stop by our booth and say hi.
Yeah, I've heard the blue swim shorts for the Trick Talkers apparel is very, very tempting. Will there be any Trick Talkers apparel there, Ryan, or is she going to focus on some of her other designs?
Yeah, this is her booth for Polia Design, not a Trick Talkers thing. I'll probably be swagging out in my stuff for Trick Talkers a couple of days. Yeah, because I'm still repping her designs. Yeah, yeah. I do have, you know, the Meeple Butt shirt, which very is nice. Always a hit. I'll probably be wearing that on Saturday.
The bus of the jokes. Yeah.
Yes. I'll be wearing a couple of other things, but I do have the Trick Talker sweatshirt I'm wearing right now that I'll be wearing. But for her, it's going to just be all of her stuff that she's repping, and all the things that I'll be hyping up are going to be her things. If somebody wants to ask about Trick Talkers while I'm wearing it, I'll talk about it. But it's her weekend. I'm there for her.
So if you want to go and stalk Ryan and look for a guy with a Trick Talkers top on, I feel actually quite naked now, not literally, but without the Trick Talkers clothes, because one, we're recording this and I'm not wearing the Trick Talkers gear, but two, going to UK Expo without the Trick Talkers gear. I really need to get my hands on, maybe not the swimming trunks, but at least a top or something so people can hunt me down. I'm not sure whether the post will arrive in time.
Probably not. The shirt that I ordered took about a week and a half to get there. And that's also US. I don't actually know where it gets shipped to know if UK would be faster, but you got to get some merch because we've got a merch store.
Close ended.
As we're sort of shamelessly plugging here, I guess. We have a merch store. You can buy stuff. We said it on the other episode that aired today, and we're saying it again now. If you want to look cool, like we
definitely
are
cool
in the gear, yeah, then you can also get some stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how merch works.
Look for the guy in the Trick Talkers top. Now, they won't be able to look for that when I go to UK Games Expo, but if anybody wants to play a game or just have a chat with us, then please do reach out. I'm not sure, Ryan, you mentioned your time schedule. You get a bit of time to look around. So I don't want to hold you to that. But if anybody would like to go to the convention and have a chat with us at least, then do get in touch. And I'll give you directions on how to find me, or we will arrange to meet up. And Ryan, of course, will just be Ryan and you'll find him because clothes. So that's the easy answer. Yeah.
Also, I will have some free stickers. They will be Trick Talkers stickers.
That's tempting.
If you meet me at the booth itself and say, hey, I listened to your podcast and I saw or heard you were giving out free stickers. I can give you a free sticker.
There we go. That's something, isn't it? It's great.
Yeah, everyone loves free stuff.
Everybody loves free stuff. Great. Especially stickers. Very cool.
Yeah. Good times. And then, of course, there's going to be the PGC Con coming up in July, July 15th, that weekend. So I'm sure we'll talk plenty about that when that's done.
No doubt. I mean, obviously, I'm jealous because it's quite far for me to go. I feel like one of these years I'm going to be there. I say one of these years, like we're going to be sitting here in 30, 40 years' time. But you never know, Ryan. You never know. So I do feel like one day I'd like to make it.
Some people are going to get so tired of listening to us that many years. There's no way. But, you know, maybe we'll just be talking to ourselves at that point.
Long-standing fans. But like one day. Anyway, no doubt you're going to be filling me on the updates for that. We're going to be discussing it a lot, and we're going to have all the lowdown for you on some of the future episodes we're putting out.
Yeah, and of course, there's so many other conventions that always happen throughout the year. You have Gen Con, BGG Con, Essen,
Tokyo Games Market,
PAX Unplugged, Tokyo Games Market, yeah, of course, for the trick-taking stuff. Yeah. I mean, that's just like a handful of all of them. So if there's any conventions that you guys are going to that we won't actually be at, let us know where that is and let us know what you plan on doing, what you're excited for about going there. We'd love to hear what these other conventions that we won't be at will be have going on.
Yeah, we'll be there in spirit. It's fine. What we say.
Yeah.
Where'd you go from that? I've made it awkward now with the we'll be there in spirit thing. Like we're following them, but we're not following them. It's kind of weird, right?
Is it a must follow or a may follow though?
Oh, I like it. I like what you did there. It's normally I'm putting in the puns, but it's great when you put in this occasional wordplay.
I try. I sometimes throw a bone for you. And
you
join
shuffle
in.
It up occasionally, right? That's good.
I see shuffling up. Okay, I think there is where we do our outro.
I think you're right.
Yeah. I think we would just keep this quick outro, quick episode, outro. You've been listening to another episode of Trick Talkers. We have our link tree that has all the stuff where you can find us and reach us. It'll be in the show notes. Check it out.
Pretty good.
Seemed pretty quick and fast.
It's like your injections you have at the doctor's. You kind of they're very quick and very painful. No, I'm joking. That was well said, Ryan.
Well, on that note, are we officially saying bye?
I think we're good. Yeah.
All right.
Goodbye for now.
Bye for now.